This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
Hello, I'm Katie Atkinson. I'm from Sheffield and I work in technical support at an engineering software firm. And in my spare time, I work as a volunteer trustee. I'm chair of the trustees for Animedia Network UK.
Hi, I'm Jenny Langley. I live in Devon, which is an island at the moment due to all the flooding. I work at a school and college for young people with visual impairments and teach Braille and touch typing and access technology. I'm a trustee of Animedia Network UK.
Well, it's great to talk to you both today because you're trustees of Animedia Network UK and you both have the condition, so you can give us a good insight into what it might be like. But I'll ask you first, Jenny, what is aniridia?
It's a rare genetic condition, which is usually congenital, and it means the absence of the iris in basic terms, and the iris is the coloured part of the eye, so what makes your eye blue or brown or green. People can have traumatic aniridia, which means they have can have an accident and the iris is missing due to that accident to the eye, but mostly aniridia is congenital, meaning present at birth.
Katie, was that the case for you then?
Yes, I was born with aniridia and I'm the only person in my family with aniridia, but in some cases you get more than one person in a family with aniridia because it can be inherited.
Okay, and what is it like, Jenny, I'll come back to you, what's it like having grown up and living your day-to-day life with aniridia, and if you can give us an idea of your level of vision with the condition?
So my level of vision, first of all, has changed a lot over the years.